Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
You know, when you wrote in about wanting to get away from it all, wanting some peace and quiet, I have to admit I was a little, well, envious.
The allure of the simple life.
Right. But then you mentioned the screams.
And the barking.
Yeah, the barking. Not exactly the peaceful soundtrack I imagine for a country retreat. So for everyone else tuning in, our listener moved to the countryside looking for some solitude and, well, let's just say they found something a little different.
Indeed. Something, shall we say, unexpected.
Definitely unexpected. So let's start at the beginning. You moved to this secluded one-bedroom house, beautiful garden, 150 kilometers from, well, anything, really, seeking peace and quiet.
And what you found was, well, not quite what you bargained for.
Not at all. You mentioned these strange occurrences, starting with, well, this dog.
A dog.
Yeah. A dog that seemed to have a bit of a, how do you say it, a sixth sense when it came to you being outside.
Interesting. Can you elaborate?
So it wasn't just, you know, a dog barking at a passerby. This was different. You said it was aggressive, almost menacing, but only, and this is the strange part, only when you were in the garden.
Hmm. And you suspect there's more to this than just, say, a protective dog doing what dogs do.
That's just that the timing was too perfect, like clockwork. You step out, the barking starts, you go back inside, silence, almost as if, I don't know.
As if it knew.
Exactly. Knew your movements.
You know, dogs are incredibly perceptive. They pick up on things we humans often miss. Scent, sound, even subtle changes in the environment.
But this felt different, right? And then, of course, there were the screams.
Ah, yes, the screams. You described them as, what was it, ritualistic?
Yeah, ritualistic. And again, always connected to your movements. Almost like whoever or whatever was making them was, I don't know, aware of your presence.
Intriguing. Now, sound can be deceptive, especially in rural environments. What seems close could be far, a distorted shout mistaken for something more sinister.
Okay, I get that. But something about this just feels different, doesn't it?
It does indeed.
And you mentioned something else, something that really struck me, actually. You noticed a significant weight loss since moving. And you made this, well, this fascinating connection between the Russian words for fear and rachitis, both stemming from the same root.
Yeah.
Almost as if your language itself acknowledges this deep link between fear and
a physical deterioration.
Yes, precisely.
It's a powerful observation. And you're right, the physiological effects of fear are very real. Stress, anxiety, they trigger hormones, cortisol, for example, and this can lead to weight loss, sleep disturbances.
You mentioned trouble sleeping, and this is where things get even stranger, at least to me. You mentioned being woken up in the night, but only when you were lying on your back.
Interesting.
Yeah. And it wasn't like a noise or anything outside that woke you. It felt almost, I don't know, deliberate, like you were being like jolted awake.
I see.
You even started researching, get this, the occipital bone.
The occipital bone.
Yeah. Thinking there might be some connection.
Yeah. Ugh. The mysteries of the human body never cease to amaze. Well, from a purely anatomical perspective, the occipital bone is, well, it's the bone that forms the back and base of your skull. Pretty important for protecting your brain and all.
Right.
But as for mystical properties or influencing sleep patterns, not quite.
Okay, so if it's not my listener's occipital bone giving them a nightly wake-up call,
here,
what is it?
You mentioned feeling forced awake. That, combined with the sleep paralysis you described, the inability to move or speak, it makes me think of hypnagogic hallucinations.
Hypnagogic what now?
Hypnagogic hallucinations. They're these vivid, often pretty frightening sensory experiences that happen in that hazy space between being awake and being asleep. You might see things, hear things, feel things. Things that aren't actually there.
And that's connected to sleep paralysis.
Often, yeah. It's a common symptom and it can be, well, let's just say it can be terrifying.
Okay, so that actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But it still doesn't explain why this would only happen when your listener is lying on their back.
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? We don't have all the answers, but we do know that sleep paralysis and these hypnagogic hallucinations, they can be triggered by certain sleep positions, particularly lying on your back.
Really?
One theory is that it has to do with pressure points, you know, on certain nerves and blood vessels, or it could be related to changes in breathing patterns.
So it could just be a weird, I don't know, a quirk of physiology.
Yeah.
Combined with, well, everything else that's going on, all the stress.
Exactly. And let's not forget about the power of suggestion. Once you start researching something like the occipital bone, you know, and its supposed connections to, well, in this case, sleep, your mind might start interpreting things through that lens.
Oh, I see.
Amplifying your fear and anxiety.
So it's like a vicious cycle. The fear keeps you up. And not sleeping just makes the fear even worse.
Precisely. And this is where I think your past experiences come in. You mentioned similar situations with neighbors, these conflicts that seem to escalate. It seems there might be a pattern here, a heightened sense of vigilance, perceiving threats where others might not.
And that brings us to, well, the climax of your story. The footsteps outside your window, the barking, and then that scream, closer than ever. It sounds like you were, I mean, really at a breaking point.
Sleep deprivation alone can do that to you, make you paranoid, question your own senses.
Yeah.
Combine that with this underlying anxiety, this tendency to, well, to interpret ambiguous situations as threats.
And suddenly a twig snapping outside your window becomes a home invasion.
And that's where I want to pause and ask you. Have you considered the possibility that some of what you're experiencing just maybe might be influenced by this heightened state of alertness, this fear you're carrying with you?
It's like our minds are creating these narratives, these stories based on our fears and experiences.
Horrifying.
And sometimes it feels like those stories, well, they can take on a life of their own.
It's true. They can. And while we can't discount what you've experienced, we also can't ignore, well, the role that our perceptions and interpretations play. They shape our realities, you know?
So where do you go from there? Because living with that level of fear and anxiety, that's not sustainable.
You're right. It's not. It takes its toll on your mind, your body. It's not healthy. And that's why, and I know this might sound a little, well, counterintuitive, but finding ways to calm your nervous system is so important.
That's easier said than done when you're, I don't know, when you're convinced there's someone or something lurking outside your window.
I understand. But think back to what we talked about. The stress hormones, the lack of sleep, these things that just make everything worse. They amplify our fear, make it harder to think rationally, clearly. Have you ever tried, say, meditation or mindfulness exercises? Even something as simple as deep breathing can be so helpful for regulating your body's stress response. It can help quiet those racing thoughts.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe keeping a journal, like a really detailed log of these events you're experiencing, writing down the times, the dates, maybe even noting anything specific that you think might be triggering these episodes.
No, that's an excellent idea. Seeing those events laid out in front of you objectively, looking for patterns, inconsistencies, things like that, it can really help you sort through everything, help you separate what's real from, well, from what your fear might be making you imagine. And that's crucial, especially when you're dealing with this level of anxiety.
And of course, talking to a professional is always an option.
Absolutely. A therapist can be a fantastic resource, providing support, guidance, helping you develop, well, healthier coping mechanisms, and, you know, exploring whether there are any underlying anxieties or maybe even past experiences that could be contributing to what you're going through now.
Sometimes just having someone to talk to, you know, someone who listens without judgment, that can make all the difference.
It's true. It can be so validating, especially when you're dealing with things that other people, well, might have a hard time understanding.
Well, to our listener, I really hope this deep dive has given you some things to think about, some new perspectives. And please remember, you're not alone in this.
And as you navigate all of this, I want to leave you with this. Your mind is incredibly powerful. It can create incredible beauty, but it can also create terrifying illusions. Learning to discern between the two, that's the key. It's the key to finding peace, even in, well, even in the quietest corners of the countryside.
And with that image, that wonderfully complex and sometimes haunting image, we're going to have to leave you for today. We hope you'll join us again next time as we delve into another listener story here on The Deep Dive.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.